As I understand it, the research in that area is collaborative with the academic arena and also other federal players,
I guess. That's right. This has been a collaborative program from day one. NOAA did not have the money to be able to build a phased array system even for testing. And so this National Weather Radar Testbed was a collaborative project between the Navy, NOAA, the FAA, Oklahoma State Board of Regents, the University of Oklahoma, and then we have private partners, Lockheed Martin and Basic Commerce Industries, and all of us have combined money, basically, to actually build the facility that we have for testing right now. And it's a great collaborative partnership, and we're continuing to improve on that. And basically, our C-band radars, our mobile radars, are collaborative projects between Texas A&M and Texas Tech and the University of Oklahoma and NSSL are all partners in two of the C-band radars. And we're getting ready to dual polarize one of the C-bands. So we're going to have a dual polarization capability there. And then we're collaborating with the University of Oklahoma on the X-band dual pole. So we've got a lot of collaborative efforts. And really, to do science these days, you need to be collaborating because there's just not enough funding to go around. And by having these extra resources and people, we get a lot more done in a shorter period of time.
I guess there's the potential that people who have different uses for radar could share a single radar rather than the FAA has one over here and NOAA has one here and the Air Force has one over there.
That's exactly right. And the concept with the multifunction phased array, and that's something that we're now starting to look at. We knew that it could track missiles and aircraft, but what was its application to weather and could we make it a weather radar? Well, we've now shown that aspect. Now we want to bring those back together and do both missions at the same time. And if we can do this multifunction mission at the same time, we can save installing a lot of radars across the country. The FAA has over 500 radars that they think they could reduce down to about 300 or so by this application of a multifunctioned radar, and NOAA could ride right along with that and be on that same amount of 350 radars. Well, that's a great reduction in cost to the infrastructure of the United States or the public that needs to pay for that. And if we can do this multi-mission function, which we feel we can, but we need to get a system out there, a prototype, to show that that's possible. So that's exciting, too. And then we have Homeland Security and the Department of Defense that also have missions that might benefit from and probably would benefit from this multifunctioned radar. So we're looking at all these partners from the FAA and DOD and Homeland Security and combining with NOAA to actually build a multifunction system.